This is called water bowl meditation, and the purpose is to carry the water without spilling a single drop. Now, the idea is that you can do this through the application of Zen, because if you think you're carrying a bowl of water, then you're bound to shake and lose some. But if you clear your mind completely, you will complete the task successfully.
In the West, a lot of people have heard of Zen. It is something that's quite popular. Do you think that's partly because people's lives are so demanding and Zen offers a kind of a way out from that?
I think not only the West are very busy, now Asia is more busy.
It's true.
Very like money orientated, everybody worry about the living. So it's very important our mind know how to relax and to be living at this moment and to keep clear. So if you can live in this present, even there's some problem up here, it's okay. You know, you have this clear mind and you are not agitated. I think these are very important practices for everybody.
Zen practitioners today don't like to use specific words to limit what Zen is. But if you want to find a definition for the practice, probably as close as you'll get, is that this is something that really believes in the power of intuition and in a kind of productive simplicity. And I can see that cherishing intuition, living for the moment, living day by day with a clear mind, is a very productive way to spend your time. Perhaps it explains why, of all brands of Buddhism, Zen has become particularly attractive to those who live in our demanding 21st century.